Welcome, welcome. This is Igniting You, the podcast that takes you through our journey of love, faith, heartbreak, and hope. I am your host, Adrian, and I am thrilled to have you join me for a conversation about church hurt. In this episode, I'll share candidly about moments when church hurt really tested mine and my wife's faith and the trust that we had in God, honestly, to guide us through that healing process. But before we get into our episode, it's time to take you to church. Our scripture for today comes from Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. And I'll be reading from the New International Version. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. Amen. Now, as we go into this episode, I just really want to make sure that, you know, I define a few things first, right? So church hurt refers to the emotional, psychological, and spiritual distress experienced by individuals within religious or spiritual communities. It encompasses feelings of pain, disappointment, or betrayal resulting from negative interpersonal interactions, harmful teachings, unmet expectations, or a sense of rejection within the church or religious institution. Now, I really want to get into this, honestly, because I've read some really disturbing and troubling statistics over the past few weeks or few months or so, and I want to share a few of those with you guys as well. Well, the first one I found in all these, well, some of these are according to the Gallup polls. 64%, almost two-thirds of Americans reported attending church or other religious services at least once a month. Now, for some people, that may be like, wow, that's a good number. However, that number is down from 75% in 2018. We went from 75% to 64%. That is a huge, huge drop-off, right? Now, the 35 to 44 age group, which I fall in, my wife falls in, falls below the national average at 58% attending at least monthly. So what that basically means is that one out of every two, or a little bit more than one out of every two people in my age group, are not attending church on a monthly basis, just monthly, just one service. Not talking about every Sunday. I'm not talking about, you know, going to Sunday and then going to Wednesday and then going to Thursday and all that kind. No, just once a month. Basically, a little bit more than half. That's troubling. Now, according to the Pew Research Center, only 36% of Christians attend church at least once a week. Now, here's a caveat to that. A lot of people view themselves or you know, say that they are Christian, right? I mean, that's something that people a lot of times really identify with. However, there's a difference, though, between, like, Christian in name and a Christian who actually is practicing their beliefs. Those who are actually practicing, the number is a lot higher than that, than 36%. And so the numbers can be a little skewed. And obviously, you guys know, you can almost make whatever number, you know, go towards your agenda or whatever the case may be. But ultimately, the whole point, though, is that there are less people attending church now than there were just 5 years ago. And that's troubling. And one thing that I have seen, I've witnessed myself, I have just even felt, is church hurt. That a lot of people are going away from church, not because they don't love God or not because they don't believe anymore. Now, that could be the case as well. But a lot of people are leaving just because of church hurt, because somebody in the church or some, you know, thing or whatever hurt them to the point where they didn't want to come back. And it wasn't just a point where they didn't want to go to that particular church anymore. They decided they didn't want to go to church at all because they felt a certain way about the institution of church. And so what I wanted to kind of get into today is church hurt, what it is, things that I felt, you know, I've experienced in my way, some things that you guys have maybe experienced, and really kind of give you some tips on how we were able to really get out of that mindset of not attending church and going back to church and what that's done for us, you know, lately. So, as I said before, church hurt is really all about just, you know, hurting emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. And, you know, the one thing that it does, though, church hurt and just the understanding of it, is it recognizes the impact of negative experiences on an individual's faith, their trust, and honestly, just their overall just well-being. It highlights the need for healing, just that support. And that's why we're doing this now, because you are not alone. If you've experienced church hurt before in your lifetime, you are not alone. I promise you that. But however, I do want to hopefully inspire you and encourage you to get back. And we're going to go over some things, you know, in this episode. Now, one of the things that we, and I say we, I mean my wife and I, that we felt, when, especially when it comes to church hurt, is always feeling like outsiders in the church, right? Now, you know, we try to go to church, we try to plug in, you know, that's one of the biggest things that a lot of churches want you to do, because if you don't have any kind of connection with that particular church, the likelihood of you falling off is greater, right? If you're not serving in some way, if you're not, you know, singing or an usher, or dealing with the children, or whatever the case may be, you know, even outreach or whatever, then the likelihood of you falling away, going away, honestly, has increased. So one of the biggest things that churches like to do is try to get people plugged in as soon as possible, which I am completely in favor of. However, when my wife and I have been to several different churches, and, you know, we tried to plug in and things like that, but we always felt, well, to a point anyway, always felt like we were outsiders, right? Like we weren't, you know, coming and being here in Virginia. I spent a lot, really, probably half of my life really in Virginia. But I don't have those connections. I don't have family here. I don't have, you know, close friends like that here. You know, growing up kind of thing, those have been long, long, you know, 15, 20 year type of relationships. Don't have that there, right? And so it's been a struggle for us, because many churches, you know, no matter where you are, no matter what denomination, you know, they can be a little standoffish, you know, a little clicky when it comes to you kind of coming in, right? Like everybody wants you to participate. Everybody wants you to get plugged in. But it's, you know, but when you get to a point where, okay, now you want to institute some ideas, right? Now you want to kind of like, you know, go into more of a leadership role. Sometimes you feel a little pushback from that, because frankly, a lot of people already kind of have their people in place. And so therefore, a lot of times we felt like our gifts were just being neglected. You know, we were trying to, you know, plug in at certain churches or whatever, and just kind of didn't feel that, you know, didn't feel that. We felt the love, you know, we felt the love in terms of, you know, you're our brother and sister in Christ, but we didn't feel that connection in terms of, yes, like, I want to hear your ideas. I want to, you know, take this to the next level, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that was a major part. And one of the things we also experienced, though, when it comes to church hurt, was when we were in our wilderness season. You know, that season really taught us a lot. And if you guys haven't heard from previous episodes, my wife and I, we would experience a season of what we call our wilderness season, a season of homelessness. And we were actually homeless for 3.5 years of our life. You know, being married, we were living out of a car. Sometimes we were able to get hotels. Sometimes people took us in. But ultimately, we were homeless. And it wasn't a good time in our lives overall, but it was an awesome time spiritually, because we were able to get in the Word. We were able to see God and see His face in different ways. And during this time, we visited a lot of different churches. And during that time, though, we experienced a lot of church hurt. And one church in particular, though it was close to our kind of breakthrough time, and it's probably why, you know, it was the most hurtful and the one we think of the most. But one church in particular really hurt us because, for lack of better words, they kind of kicked us out. Yeah, they kicked us out because, you know, they felt like they couldn't do anything for us. And I don't know, I mean, I don't remember doing anything to offend anyone, or maybe they were offended by the fact that we were homeless, or maybe they were offended by, you know, we didn't necessarily take their advice on what to do or this and that. Which in the moment, you know, my wife, we're very smart people, right? And we understood it not only from a knowledge standpoint, but also a spiritual standpoint, where God was leading us. And sometimes it was hard for people to, you know, that was hard for people to swallow, you know, what we would tell them. And I think, you know, that along with other things really hurt. But, you know, this was a church, though, that we really, like, wanted to be a part of. I mean, I grew up Methodist. And so, you know, you didn't get baptized when you were older in Methodist churches, right? That's not really a thing. But I felt the need to be baptized. You know, I felt the need to, express my faith outwardly, because I'd never been baptized in that way since I accepted Christ. I think I was baptized or christened as a baby, as a child, but not as an adult. And so, you know, I got baptized there, and we were going to Sunday school, and we were happy, you know, because, you know, we had a place to go on Sunday that we felt like we could be a part of, you know. Sunday school, and a lot of churches don't do Sunday schools anymore, but we were able to be part of that. And just met some people, met some awesome people, had a good word, had a good music, all these great things, right? But it was something where, I don't know, what we call kind of the spirit of offense, right? Again, we're in a homeless situation, we're trying to get out of it, but we understand what God has called us to. And I think because of that, and because there was a disagreement in that, the church basically just, handed us some clothes, which, kind of we didn't really need. They handed us some clothes and said, thanks, we've done all we can do for you. And we feel like it's time for you to move on. I think that's something like they kind of said. And, obviously we're smart people and we got that hint. And it was hurtful. And we cried. We cried about it because we had never experienced something like that before. You know, like being offended in church, you get that, right? Disagreeing with somebody, that comes with the territory. But to basically be asked not to come back because of a circumstance that we can't control, that was hurtful. Especially a place, again, that we thought we could actually, be part of, and we were part of. And, that was awful, And, I wouldn't say that we hold on to that today, but just kind of going back in my mind now and just realizing that was awful. And I know that many of you all who are listening to this podcast, you may have gone through the same things. Maybe people don't agree with your lifestyle. You had certain ideas and certain falling outs with people outside of church, and it started to spill over in church, something like that. But, many people leave church for all different kind of reasons, but they leave it mainly, or maybe not mainly, but many times they leave it because of trauma. Like sometimes it's sexual abuse. Sometimes it's spiritual manipulation, where somebody says, you're not giving enough. That's why things aren't happening for you. You need to tithe more. You need to do this and that more, and then God will bless you, right? I mean, that happens, unfortunately. We've heard before, and it's not just Catholic churches. I don't want to put Catholic churches on blast like they're the only ones, because it ain't. I promise you that. Non-denominational, Baptist, Methodist, all kind of churches have had scandals with sexual abuse. And that's something that, it's one of the lowest types of things that you can do, because people come in there and come into your church vulnerable. And they want to feel like this is a place that they can really be themselves. And there are clergymen that just take advantage of people, boys, girls, older, younger people. I mean, it just doesn't matter. But all this, honestly, just to say that there are so many reasons for people to be hurt by the church. But just understand that these things that happen to you in the church are not the church. I'm going to repeat that. These things that happen in the church are not the church. And what I mean by that is, this is no way indicative of how church should be, how church is in most cases, or even how it was all intended to be. Church hurt comes a lot of times when people bring their worldly, sinful types of vices or attitudes or whatever into the church, and they go about their own business as though they're not in the church. When people who are working in the church take advantage of people who are just there to get that spiritual growth, that means so much when it comes to their spiritual growth and when it comes to understanding how close they can be with God. That's why God tells us in his scripture that those who are in positions of power and authority within the church are held to a higher standard than the normal congregants, because he knows, and how he established his church is that people that come there are vulnerable, and it's up to those who are in you know, positions of authority to make sure that they treat these people like, you know, sheep in a sense, you know, like they need to be cared for. They need to be nurtured. They need to be fed. They need to be taken care of as though you're taking care of somebody who was a newborn, because many people who come to the church are newborns in their faith. Or even if you're established, same thing. You have to be, if you are a pastor, a lay leader, whatever, you have to be on your P's and Q's when it comes to taking care of people in your congregation, because it is of utmost importance that you realize you have a major impact on how they view Christ, how they view God, and how they view the church. Now, I've gone through a lot of things about church hurt and what it is and you know, experiences of mine and things like that. But, you know, you may be asking yourself, well, what am I supposed to do if I feel hurt by a church? Well, I'm going to give you about four tips that I use and my wife used to help overcome church hurt. Number one, first of all, I want you to validate your feelings. Understand that how you feel about church hurt, how you feel about, you know, what happened in the church is valid. Your hurt is real. And you have to understand that what you're feeling is legit. And honestly, it's warranted. That's what you understand too. Like, you're not feeling these feelings because you want to. You feel them because something happened to you. But understand also too that you are not alone. I said earlier, there are so many people, thousands of people, millions of people out there in the world who have been hurt by church. And understand that there are people who have been hurt that have not gone back. There are people who have been hurt and they stayed and they have everything in between. But you are not alone in spirit saying this thing. Number two, know who you are dealing with, okay? Now, understand this. And I know sometimes the world may paint the church as this perfect sanctuary or whatever, but let's just be real, it's not, okay? Church is comprised of imperfect people who all have differences of opinions and ways of doing things and doing business. Sometimes you will not be heard, okay? Sometimes you may not be seen. Disagreements, guess what? Will happen. It's how we deal with them that makes the difference. It's how we deal with those individuals who may have a difference of opinion is what makes the difference between us being together and coming together or us being separate. Number three, show grace. Our hurt comes from unmet expectations in some shape, form, or fashion. But make sure you check yourself. Now, I'm not saying not putting all church hurt on you or whatever, because many people have, you know, taken advantage of individuals. But sometimes, I'm just being real. Sometimes we experience hurt because we don't get what we want. We don't get, you know, that thing that we want to get from church. And so he's like, you know what? I'm going to go. It's like the people that go, you know, they play basketball at the Y and they got their ball and they got everything, this and that. But then they don't get picked, you know, to play basketball. And they say, you know what? Fine. I'm going to take my ball and I'm going to leave. I'm going to go somewhere else. It's like, dude, like, I'm sorry. Like, you're just not that good, you know? I mean, you may have the J's, you may have the shorts and, you know, have all the wear. But, you know, if you can't shoot, you ain't that good. And you're not going to get picked, you know? So it may not be anything personal, right? It may just be a difference. And like I said in point number two, how are you going to deal with that? How are you going to be able to deal with, you know, your unmet expectations? Now, are your expectations even realistic, right? Can you expect to go from not being part of a congregation to all of a sudden being the pastor? Not unless you apply and they have an opening. Other than that, you're probably not. Now, also, are you upset because you weren't heard or you know, somebody didn't agree with you? Because honestly, there's a big difference between somebody not hearing you and somebody disagreeing with you, okay? If somebody just disagrees with you, then you know what? That's going to happen. And that's for us to kind of say, you know what? Okay, cool. They didn't agree with this. It's all good. Now, if you're not being heard, that's being disregarded, and that's a different story. Honestly, too, another thing is forgive. forgive. This is one of the biggest points that God goes over in his word, and I want to go over in this one. Forgive those who hurt you and seek to come to a collaborative solution. Again, it's not just about you. When you're in church, it's supposed to be about God. It's about bringing God's mission for that church to reality. And so if we let our personal feelings and hang-ups get in that way, then guess what? We're not doing anyone any favor. And frankly, we're disregarding and disrespecting God. And the last thing, let go and let God. When you hold on to hurt, you are doing yourself more harm than good. Are you hurting those who hurt you? Because honestly, that's what happens. Hurt people hurt people, right? Or are you hurting God, right? Pray and seek God's direction before you navigate your own path. Because sometimes, again, we will go off the rails and we'll say, you know, I'm done with this. You know, I'm never going to this church again. And then it goes from never going to this church again to never going to any church again, because all of a sudden now the problem that you had at one church is all churches, you know, like people who get in bad relationships, right? And you knew that dude was not a good dude, but you got into a relationship anyway. You got disappointed, shocker. And then all of a sudden now you're going to swear off men because all men are bad. Well, check it. That man might have been bad, sure. But all bad? I doubt it, right? So don't hold on to that hurt. Don't hold on. Isolate it. Whatever happened, happened. Let it go and let God deal with that, because he definitely will fight your battles. Now, leaving church, I don't mean an individual church. I mean Big C church, leaving God's church, Christ's church. It's like, honestly, it's like purposely holding your breath underwater. Think about it. So sure, you may be able to last, for a short time. There are some people who can hold their breath for 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, whatever. You may be able to survive. You may be able to, swim. However, eventually you got to come up for air, or else guess what's going to happen? You're going to die. And I equate being a part of Christ's church with life. Christ in his word, his infinite wisdom, he relates it to being part of a vine, being part of, being a branch. And if you cut off a branch, guess what happens? It withers and dies. But if it's attached to the vine, if it's attached to a tree, no matter what storm comes, no matter what happens, if it's strong rooted in it, it's going to survive and it's going to thrive. So being part of a church gives you that protection, and it gives you air. It gives you that air that you need to breathe in this hard heart. So if you've ever experienced the weight of heartbreak of church hurt, know that you are not alone. Our experiences navigating church hurt, has taught us, honestly, that power, the power of forgiveness and resilience. For our listeners who are struggling to forgive after church hurt, we invite you to reflect on your own experiences. How has faith played a role in your journey through the difficult times within the church? We encourage you to seek support, whether it's through prayer, conversations with loved ones, or even finding the community that aligns with your values and beliefs. In addition, we can be your companions in the journey of rediscovering your faith, trust, and renewed sense of self. Our coaching services provide a safe and support space where you can explore, heal, and rediscover your path to spiritual well-being after experiencing church hurt. For more information, please visit our website at www.ignitingyou.org. Now, lastly, just want to share a few words with you. How easy is it for us to give up on something? We face this dilemma every single second, every single day. What happens when you trust someone so much, even to the point of trusting them with your own life, and then that person lets you down? What do you do? Do you forgive? Do you move on? Have you not given anyone the opportunity to have your heart because the last person completely destroyed you? So now imagine a church doing that. A place where people come to bare their souls, to seek God's presence, all for the church to turn their backs on you because of choices you make, the life you live, or maybe even past indiscretions. Church hurt is real, and it feels especially hurtful coming from people you trust to be there for you, no matter what. But think about this. How many times have you hurt God? I bet you don't think about it like that, do you? How many times has God had to turn his face from you because of moments of weakness? You allow Satan to control your emotions and you acted out of character. See, Peter denied Jesus 3 times while Jesus was being whipped and questioned by the Sanhedrin. Yet after his resurrection, guess what he did? Jesus restores Peter and builds his church on that man's shoulders with a little help from Paul. See, if Jesus can show grace to his brother, why can't we show it to our brother or sister when we're going through stuff, right? If you've ever have been hurt through church, I urge you to come back. Come back with the understanding that something will happen to test you again. That may even tempt you to walk away, but remember why you go to church in the first place. You don't go to church to be seen, or shouldn't anyway. You shouldn't go to church because it's just close to you or just check off a box on your list of to-dos. You go to church to commune with God. This is a moment where you can be in God's house, around God's people, worshiping the Almighty God. He deserves your presence. Don't rob him of that. As we close out, I just want to pray for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Thank you, Lord God, for your strength. We pray, Lord God, for all those who have and are experiencing church hurt. Father, we know that it is real because we have imperfect people trying to do life together. But we pray, Father God, that your spirit go within everyone, those in church and those are not. We pray, Father God, that those who have experienced church hurt will learn to forgive the church, learn to forgive pastors, learn to forgive those who may have hurt them, Lord God, and just seek your face, Father. Father God, you illustrate us so eloquently in your word, Lord God, that when Peter was walking on water, that the only reason why he was able to walk and not have the storm affect him was because he kept his eyes on you. But as soon as he looked around, as soon as he looked at the wind, you know, he looked at the storm surrounding him, he started to sink. But it's only by your grace, Lord God, that he was able to reach out to you, call out to you, and you willingly, lovingly extended your hand to pull him out from the depths. And we just pray right now, Lord God, for all those who are experiencing church hurt, that you extend your hand to them. That, Lord God, you put in their hearts and their minds, Lord God, to come back to you because this is a safe place. Yes, you will be tested. Yes, you may disagree with people. Yes, you may even be hurt by some people. But ultimately, Lord God, we just pray, Lord, for those that do not go away from you. We pray, Father God, that they keep their eyes on you only and to only, Lord God, worship you in mind, body, and spirit. We just pray these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys for spending time with me. Until next time, stay blessed and highly favored. Peace.